On a burning Sunday afternoon, we're drinking sweet tea under a canopy of orange and blue cloths inside Sadia Happy's home.
I'm Sadia Happy Sora. I'm from Ethiopia.
Happy cranks the music on a mobile phone up so she and her three-year-old son, Siad, can dance together. It's a rare moment of leisure for the 19-year-old. Typically, her home is full of women stopping by to ask for advice.
I just want to advise people outside there. Don't give up. Future is bright.
Optimism, just like fresh vegetables, is in short supply in the camp. Although refugee camps are supposed to be havens, Happy knows all too well that the reality of life here can be tough. Under Kenyan law, it is illegal for refugees to work for a real wage, own property, or even leave the camp without a permit. But in the same way Happy taught herself English, Kiswahili, and Somali, so she learnt the structures of the camp and how to get things done.
I can't just sit waiting for somebody's to give me food and water.
She offers her home and sometimes her own money and food to the women who turn to her. That's one of the reasons 2 years ago the Oromos in the camp voted for her to represent them.
I never ignore people, even it's a small kid. I listen to him or her.
The vote made her one of two Oromo community leaders. They're official positions, recognized by the United Nations, who run this camp of 75,000 people. Happy and the elected male leader resolve disputes over land, marriage, and child custody. If there are problems between the Oromos and the Somalians or the Congolese, or any of the 14 other nationalities, she and her colleague are brought in. But most of all, Happy believes she is there to represent and fight for women.
But what I'm fighting for is that other women are not being destroyed in the camp.
What she means by destroyed is that sexual exploitation and domestic violence are commonplace. So Happy advises other Muslim women about their husbands. But she has no husband of her own. She tells mothers what they should do with their teenage daughters, but technically, she's still a teenager herself. And most surprising of all, she was voted in as the community leader, even though she's a single mother, something that's shunned in Oromo society.
People insult you. People abuse you. Right now, I'm called a prostitute in the camp. It hurts me. But it's my son.
Calling single mothers prostitutes is pretty standard in the camp.
If someone asks me, who is the father of your son, I just say, yes, there's a time I got married and I get divorced so that people will not know I was raped. It's shame.
Happy tells me she was 15 when she was gang raped in a prison in Ethiopia.
I thought I'm dead. Those guys are not human.
She was dumped at her ransacked and empty home.
I don't know where to start. I was still 15, and I'm pregnant.
Several months later, she came to the camp. You almost never hear people talk about their past here. Instead, they often address cultural taboos through music. In a dusty courtyard in the sweltering heat, a group of Congolese men are singing in Kiswahili about HIV and AIDS. The infections are widespread in the camp, and it's hard to contain them. While everyone receives food rations from the UN, it's hard to get other basics like clothes, mattresses, or enough firewood to cook for the whole month. That's why some women turn to prostitution.
Women in the camp are very, very vulnerable. I know it hurts, but we need to come out and speak.
Women rent their bodies for as little as 50 US cents. It's enough for a meal, milk for a child, a piece of soap, or a few onions. But the men usually refuse to use condoms, so HIV and AIDS spreads quickly, which is why songs like this are so popular.
Many of us are dying of HIV. I just come out and say this.
Happy doesn't just sing about the difficulties for women here. She names them publicly. And she hopes that will inspire other women to do the same. For Deutsche Welle Radio, in Kakuma Refugee Camp, I'm Becky Palmstrom.
Ukimwi si ugonjwa, ni virusi na uwa kinga za mwili.